Rutte het kabinet dat het niet alle problemen kan oplossen. De focus ligt op meer energie uit eigen land, zoals wind, zon en kernenergie. De oorlog in Iran onderstreept volgens het kabinet de noodzaak om onafhankelijker te worden. Maar de gasputten in Groningen blijven dicht. Bij een religieuze processie in Panama zijn zeker 150 mensen door bijen gestoken. Die grootscheepse bijenaanval gebeurde tijdens een kruiswegprocessie in de plaats Penonomé toen de gelovigen een berg beklommen. Ongeveer 50 slachtoffers moesten er naar het ziekenhuis. Ook de priester die de processie leidde raakte gewond. Volgens de autoriteiten van Panama ging het om agressieve Afrikaanse bijen. Het advies is om vooral rustig te blijven bij een aanval. En Defensie wil vaker schietoefeningen gaan houden op de Afsluitdijk. Het aantal dagen moet omhoog van 60 naar 90 per jaar. De locatie bij Breezandijk is volgens Defensie bij uitstek geschikt voor tests met lange afstandsraketten. Maar ecologen maken zich juist zorgen over de gevolgen voor natuur en de waterkwaliteit. Want de projectielen komen neer in het IJsselmeer en kunnen schade veroorzaken. Het plan stuit daardoor op kritiek van deskundigen. Een beslissing is er nog niet over genomen. Het weer vanavond en vannacht bewolkt met kans op regen of motregen en aan zee en in het Waddengebied mogelijk mist. Het is vannacht een graad of 8 bij een matige tot vrij krachtige westen tot zuidwestenwind. Morgen zijn er wolken en zon en is het overwegend droog bij een graad of 14. Tot zover het radionieuws.
Heeft u een evenement, bruiloft, verjaardag of een andere speciale gelegenheid? Zoekt u een DJ die perfect aanvoelt wat uw feest nodig heeft? Kies dan voor de DJ Inside. Met muziek op maat voor elke gelegenheid zorgen wij voor de juiste sfeer. Van het eerste nummer tot het laatste dansmoment. Bezoek dj-inside.nl voor meer informatie. De DJ Inside, uw partner in muziek.
Dit is Lansingerland FM. De beste mix van lokaal nieuws, cultuur en de lekkerste muziek. Adverteren bij RTV Lansingerland. Op tv, de radio of op de website, dat kan. Wekelijks bereiken wij Lansingerland met onze programma's. Meer informatie? Neem contact op via reclame@rtvlansingerland.nl.
Hardlopen? Pluto Sport. Schoenen, kleding en accessoires? Pluto Sport. Essex, Nike en Brooks? Pluto Sport. Pluto Sport, dat is makkelijk scoren.
Hell of a ride.
You will never feel the same again.
Transform your state of mind.
It's time for trance, so wake up and dance.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Time for Trance. It's Friday night and we have a jam-packed episode for you. And of course, a guest mix in the second hour. Number 3 will be here live in the studio. But first, Charlie will take over the decks. It's been 2-3 episodes, I think, since you played. And
Time for techno!
Time for techno! Woohoo!
series of five
beers.
track you heard before was Kaufman, Bronco Sandman. Also worth mentioning was the first track Charlie opened with was Rebirth, a new track by Marvy. With us here in the studio, live, Give It Up, number 3. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome, man. So, let me put this down a little bit. It's better. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working a lot of stuff, so it gives me a lot of inspiration. So
super.
Feel good. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks that you took the trip all the way to the studio here.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. That's not
it's
too
okay.
bad.
It's not doable. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Hey, can you describe a little bit for the audience how did number 3 sound come about?
Well, in the beginning, I was really inspired by like the trends that everybody knows, like the very melodic stuff, the uplifting stuff. And then the last couple of years, I tried to incorporate more of the. I collaborate with one friend. He plays electric guitar. We try to incorporate some electric guitar, some strings. So I also love soundtracks. So I try to kind of blend the soundtracks and the uplifting trend. And sometimes I still make. You know, the typical trends. It's like trying to do different instruments, different cinematic stuff. So yeah, that's basically the last years how I'm doing it, what I'm shaping the sound.
Do you have like a musical background in like school education?
Not really. I studied like musicology at the University of Amsterdam. It's like more like a theoretical study, and I learned a lot about music theory. And before I was not even knowing about skills and stuff, and now actually I know more about that, and it makes me make stuff faster, because I kind of know the little tricks about, you know, they are kind of simple tricks, but they are making it so much faster to create stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sounds cool. Yeah.
It's like math, but it's also magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know maybe all about it.
Yeah, definitely. So you blend as far as I know from your sets, you make it like a journey. You blend progressive and the uplifting styles. How do you decide where a track sits within that spectrum in your sets?
Well, the last sets I did, they were like 1 hour or 2 hours, and then I love to start with a couple of. I only made like 3 or 4 progressive tracks, so that makes it very easy for me when I want to start with these tracks. And then I want to mostly start with 123, and sometimes I can end at 138 with little steps. And I have a lot of tracks which sit in between, so I think because the tracks I made, they are not all the same BPM, so I think it makes it easy for me to structure the set. Yeah, so but for today I had a little bit different something in mind, but you will hear it later. So not a typical slow to fast, but just yeah, you will see it. You will hear it later.
Teasing already. tracks like the Tree of Life and the Moon, they really lean into the cinematic storytelling vibe. Can you walk us through how you built that emotional journey for those tracks?
I think the Moon is actually more like a uplifting kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is just it's really like. I just create like a long melody, and then I just build some layers, what a lot of people are doing. And actually, The Tree of Life is a bit old song, and I have a lot of new stuff which is not online, and they are more, I can talk about that. They are more like, they start from also like a melody, like 16 bars or something, and then I try to make long intros and make them a little bit atypical from the typical trends, so yeah. Yeah, like a little bit different structure, I guess. Than other, like, I also love every normal type of trance. I just try to do something different.
Okay.
With a long, sometimes like a long intro with like a sweeping stuff, and then it goes into a beat, which can be a little bit strange, but also it can be interesting, I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
You already talked about the 1 hour set here on Time for Trance. We're very curious now. But what is your ultimate goal as a DJ producer? More gigs, more.
Yeah, well, I have some like ambitious plans, because I contacted some people who also play instruments like strings, and my friend who plays guitar, and I have the idea to almost bring it to some kind of concert setting where I will play some keyboard, and I will be the DJ, and then I have some people around who play the other instruments, and it's a bit ambitious. And my idea is to bring that to some kind of small venue in the beginning, and maybe also in the trance clubs, but that's a bit, yeah, it can be a bit tricky because people are not really used to that, I guess.
No.
We see Ottaviani does it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like the live thing and some other people do it. And Armin are really inspired by him. So yeah, just thinking to make like a concert crossover with the club stuff and just seeing if people like it. And maybe I will also do two things, like more the DJing and also the live stuff, and just do both.
Did you see our episode with Diana Gill with the violinist?
Yeah. Well, I saw her also in the set where Izzy her launch
very cool.
party. And it was really pretty. And I was, this is kind of what I have in mind, actually.
Cool.
Something like that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Very ambitious, but hey, go for it. Yeah.
That's a good thing to start with, no?
Yeah, super. Any gigs planned or... Where can people go see you?
Not yet, actually. This is a little bit quiet. I did some stuff like in the Friends for Trance in Belgium. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And then the Boxmeer, the Oblivion Indoor Trance Festival. And right now it's just focusing more on the producing, and I want to finish like some... it's really ambitious, like an album with all this cinematic stuff. And then maybe from that I will try to get a little bit more gigs, you know, to have like this kind of... This clear sound, and then just show that to people like this is my product, and
okay.
Then, so I'm more producing than DJing, but it's like I love it both. But it just for me, DJing is like to show, what I made.
That's so great, book him.
Yeah, well, if you want to hear this special style, then why not?
Yeah, right. We'll be back later on with some rapid fire questions, but for now we'll go back to Charlie. So, while Charlie is banging away on on the techno beats, some rapid-fire questions for our guests. Number three. Just producing or just playing sets in the club?
Well, if I have to choose one of them, then I would choose a producing.
Producing?
Yeah.
Okay. Club nights or festival nights?
Oh, that's a hard one. I would still go for the club nights.
Yeah.
It's like this dark feeling and it's just different. All the smoke and everything. Yeah, it cannot be beaten by the festival.
Vinyl or live or digital?
Ooh, it would be, that's hard. For now, digital.
Okay.
For now.
Classic trance or modern trance?
Modern trance, yeah.
Do you have one word to describe your music? Just one word.
One word. I would say mesmerizing.
Mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Cool one.
Cover it.
Okay. You got us all excited for after the break.
That's good.
We're looking forward to it, man.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah.
Ewald van Liemt met het radionieuws. De Amerikaanse president Trump zegt dat het neerhalen van een Amerikaans gevechtsvliegtuig in Iran geen invloed heeft op vredesonderhandelingen. Volgens hem zijn de VS gewoon in oorlog. Van de twee piloten aan boord is er één inmiddels gewond teruggevonden en die wordt nu verpleegd. Tijdens de reddingsactie werden ook helikopters beschoten waarbij gewonden vielen. Een tweede Amerikaans toestel stortte in de Persische Golf. De piloot daarvan kon zichzelf in veiligheid brengen. Het kabinet Jetten komt met tijdelijke maatregelen om een dreigende energiecrisis aan te pakken. Zo wordt gedacht aan hogere reiskostenvergoedingen en steun voor energieintensieve bedrijven. Tegelijk benadrukt het kabinet dat het niet alle problemen...